So we are at the beginning of a month that's noted for memorable historical events. April was the time for everything from General Lee's surrender at Appomattox to the sinking of the Titanic.
Now, a group in Lynchburg, Virginia will spend part of this month reenacting the more recent historical events of the 1990s.
Everybody, I want to thank you guys all for coming out.
The group is called Hootie and the Time Travelers, and at a recent meeting, they prepared to reenact the last viewing of the Hale-Bopp Comet. Today marks the 16th anniversary.
We need to, if we're going to get this down, we really need to get started in our planning.
That's group member Jason Tarchuk, who's spearheading this reenactment. His father is a Civil War reenactor, which inspired him to take up this hobby. He joined the group founded by Melissa Lee of Gaithersburg, Maryland.
We're a group that really recaptures that sort of like golden era in the 90s, which is sort of like forgotten a lot. I mean, that sort of Pearl Jam era, it was like the best version of ourselves when, like, you know, we really had the right eye makeup on. We really understood how to define our lips. And that was like kind of like an important moment.
At this gathering of a dozen or so members, it's clear that historical accuracy is taken very seriously.
The snacks include corn cones called bugles and the popular drink Zima. The costumes are accurate down to the tiniest detail, like hair scrunchies and slap bracelets.
So you'll look around and you'll definitely see greasy long hair Kurt Cobain types, and you might see with the girls like baby doll dresses with like heavy like boots and stuff.
The group Hootie and the Time Travelers has been around for 4 years now. Lee and the group's outreach coordinator, Ryan Burford, are planning the first 90s reenactment national convention in 2014 on the 20th anniversary of a defining moment for the era.
1994 is the first episode of Friends. It's really like a clarion call to our members.
We have like at least 70 to 80 people who are committed. And like Lynchburg is one of like, I mean, at least a few dozen groups throughout the country.
Now, while the group is not afraid to take on some of the big news events of the decade, from the O.J. trial to the death of Mother Teresa, many say it's the music that keeps them coming back. Here's member Lindsay Stewart.
I think about Axl Rose. I think about Nirvana, Salt and Pepper.
Would you guys want to do Third Eye Blind?
I could do Jumpers and Closing Time.
Know who I want to take me home. Take me home.
That's 90s reenactors, Hootie and the Time Travelers. This is NPR News. Closing time.